Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderfully happy to have you along. We are live, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 14th day of October, 2015. This is Attitude of Gratitude, today's show brought to you by the letter G. All right. And our fabulous music is brought to us each and every week. Compliments of the award-winning composer, David Martinko. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. And make sure you check it out because the holidays are on the way and this guy's got great CDs for purchase that would make fabulous gifts. I know, I have every one of them and they literally are all sitting right next to me. Got to listen to them all the time. All right, so happy you are tuned into the program today. You can't even imagine how grateful I am you are here. The letter G, think about it. Remember the TV show for the little kids? And I don't remember if it was The Electric Company or Sesame Street. I'm thinking it was maybe Sesame Street. That said, today's show brought to you by, and it would talk about the different letters that brought the show. And they taught the kids something really valuable without really hitting them over the head with it. So kids walked around, you know, loving birds because they had a buddy that was a big yellow bird. And they walked around loving cookies because there was this friendly little cookie monster that would steal all the cookies. And if cookies were missing, they could just blame it on the cookie monster. Now, I was a little too old for that when these shows came out. However, I was a babysitter at the time, and yeah, they tried it every chance they got. You know, they'd count and they'd go, ah, 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 because that's what they learned. So the idea about infusing that energy into something so entertaining and so simple for these children was we were helping them build skills, or the show was helping them build skills, I should say, that we're going to help them and serve them throughout the rest of their lives. When you look at the fact that infusing your life with vitamin G, gratitude, is helping you build skills and build a better life, it's exactly the same thing. I mean, it's precisely the same thing. Gratitude is a natural happenstance. There is a point in our lives, and I do believe this with all my heart and soul, there is a point in our lives before we get caught up in the letter J, which is judgment of life and things around us, and the letter D, disappointment, and the letter F, fear, that gratitude is just the most natural thing in the world. You have a little baby who's crying to be fed. Give that baby something to eat, and it shows you its gratitude by settling down and getting calm and getting quiet and getting comfortable. It's a good thing for that baby. It enjoys it, and it shows you its gratitude immediately. And then as we get older, birthdays, prime example, little kids' birthdays, and you say, here, you know, Junior or Sissy, here's your little birthday gift. And they look at you, and their eyes light up. That's gratitude, man. It's like, wow, they might not know how to say the word thank you yet, or they might not know whatever, but they're mimicking you. You've got a smile on your face, and you're all excited. You hand them the package. You're like, oh, my gosh, I'm all excited, and I don't even know why. And then they open it up, and their eyes get really wide, and they think, oh, my gosh, because there's something really cool in here, whether it's a teddy bear or a pillow or a blanket or whatever it is. And the child responds. As we get older, we teach the child, now say thank you, say thank you. Now, part of the reason we're teaching that child, say thank you, has to do with social mores. It has to do with fit in because, you know, somebody gives you something, you've got to say thank you. So all we do is we teach the child to say thank you. We don't teach the child about gratitude. Ah, could it be that many of us have grown up because all we did was learn how to please other people by saying thank you and not necessarily because we feel that genuine gratitude and we express it? Could be. Could be why a lot of us grew up having issues around understanding gratitude and understanding the importance of it in our life. Yes, saying please and thank you always helps. Somebody at the checkout counter, you know, finishes bagging your groceries or whatever and hands you your money back or your check receipt or whatever they're handing you, and you say thank you. Now, maybe that person is so oblivious to hearing those words, thank you, that they just go, oh, you're welcome, have a nice day, and you move on. Now, to me, that sounds a little robotic. However, if you looked at that person and you said, I really appreciate that you did such a careful job bagging my items, or I appreciate so much your cheerfulness, or boy, it was really a pleasure to be in your line today. That's going to turn the tide. I'm not saying thank you is not a good thing to say, by all means, and that you're not expressing gratitude when you say it. But did you hear the difference in what I did when I spoke about very specific things that gave me a sense of appreciation for that individual? Absolutely. You might see somebody stop for a split second and say, well, thank you, because they got it. They got it. You have infused that situation with vitamin G, and they received it. Now, that's a game changer. That's going to make your life better as you walk away and go on with your day. It's going to make their life better. And the next thing you know, they're sharing gratitude with somebody. The next thing you know, you've got somebody sharing gratitude with you. And, I mean, this just goes back and forth and back and forth like passing hot potato, right? Back and forth, back and forth, back into their kids' game. There we go. But the idea is to infuse our life with vitamin G. Might seem to be a little work at first because we're going to change the way we express ourselves, or we're going to change the way or alter the way or amp up or ramp up the way we're doing these different things. But the idea is it's natural. It is where we came from. And somewhere along the line, we just sort of went off in one direction and the other. But I want you to think of a circle for a moment here. I don't know if many of you realize this or not, but I'm a minister, and I did a wedding. I did a wedding, man. I officiated at a wedding this previous Saturday. And one of the things I talked about when they were exchanging rings was to look at that ring as a circle and imagine that they're both standing at the top of that circle. And there will be times that they walk away from each other, which comes down around the sides of the circle, and I said, well, one of you is going to walk to the right and one of you is going to walk to the left, but you're going to meet up again. And then you may find that you're walking away from each other again, but you're going to meet up again at the top. So the ring symbolizes the eternity of, even if I'm not standing right next to you, I'm never away from you, because you know as sure as that ring's on your finger, I'm coming back. So the idea is the same with gratitude. We start out knowing all of this, and we sort of veer to the right or veer to the left, but we're walking a circle of life that brings us right back to the beginning. It brings us right back to where it all started. And where it all started, seriously, was with gratitude. Our appreciation of what is done for us, our appreciation of what happens in our life, that is gratitude. The letter G can also stand for good. Something good happens. You feel good about something. That's all gratitude. It can stand for giggling. Giggling is fun. Giggling, it's just sort of one of those things that when we do it, we kind of feel silly in a way. Or maybe that's just the way we laugh. I happen to be a snorter, so giggling doesn't work for me. In fact, I was snorting all over the church that day, and people were just cracking up before the ceremony, folks, not during the ceremony. Because there were little children there. The bride and the groom each have two small children, and I mean small, 3, 4, 4, and 5, little kids. And to check them out prior to the ceremony was an absolute scream because they were so excited about what was going to happen. They weren't really sure, but they just knew it was fun, and they were all dressed up, and everybody wore flowers, so it was kind of cute. Well, when you think about good and grateful and gratitude, all these and giggle, all these things set off a chain reaction with inside of ourselves. And the beautiful thing about that is we like that. We like that feeling. We like that energy. So we want to put that energy in ourselves as often as possible and feel it as often as possible. It's not like wearing your Sunday clothes where you're only wearing them on Sunday. Or it's not like, gee, we only get that special, you know, dessert on our birthday, or we only get that really cool opportunity when our favorite cousins come to town to visit, then we all get to go to some special place and hang out. Gratitude is something that, believe it or not, you can have in your life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, or it's in the case of 2016, on its way, 366, because it's a leap year. The really awesome thing about it is we generate that. It doesn't take the nice clerk at the store. It doesn't take the handy-dandy neighbor that comes by and helps you when you're trying to mow your lawn and you really need a hand because it's going to start to rain and you got to finish. It doesn't require other people's participation. Gratitude is something that we determine within ourselves what it is, what will bring us that happiness. But if we just allow those feelings that come through the letter G, the feeling of good, the feeling of great, the feeling of gosh, that's a word that people don't really say that much, but gosh, when you hear somebody say that, you can tell that they're really touched by something that you did. Those inner feelings, those are things we generate. There's another G word. We create that. So while the idea of gratitude for something somebody does or the appreciation of what somebody has done appears that we're taking an outside source and creating it, we only have a feeling because we tell ourselves to have that feeling. What would be really awesome is if we told ourselves every day to be grateful for everything. You know the little, what is it, M-E-M-E, that meme, is that what they call it, that goes floating around on social media that shows Charlie Brown hugging Snoopy? I think that's who he's hugging or whomever. And it says, what if just for today we were grateful for everything? And then, of course, everybody likes it. That sucker gets, 40,000 likes, and it gets passed around to everybody, and we all put it on our homepages and say, look at this, isn't this great? And then all our friends go, yes, 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 and share, 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 share. And it looks really good, and we all feel good about that, regardless of the conditions of our life at that moment. And then maybe we're not looking at our Facebook page for the next 4 to 7 hours or 3 to 5 minutes or whatever that amount of time is, or we don't get back on Facebook for several days for whatever the reason and purpose. And all of a sudden, because that's not right in front of us, we don't feel it again. So here's the idea. Sesame Street taught me a lot of things, and that was to constantly be utilizing their tools throughout my life. They taught us songs, so we sang the songs. We know how to count because of the count. And again, with the cookies. So whenever I see a cookie, I think of the Cookie Monster. Whenever I see numbers, I think of the count. Whenever I see Mark Fidrich, because I'm from Detroit, I think, because we always called him the bird, because he was tall like Big Bird and had the blonde hair. The idea is put something in front of your face that reminds you. And if it is a letter G, then by gosh, do that. I happen to be a lover of 5x6 or 4x6 index cards, and my never-ending supply of magic markers, if you only knew. And my glitter, my tubes of glitter that are sitting right next to me waiting to attack some paper somewhere. Take yourself an index card. Put the letter G on it. Color that puppy anything you like. Slap some glitter on there. Put some stickers, smiley faces, whatever you have to do, and stick that in front of you. Put it somewhere where you're going to see it. In fact, get yourself a bunch of little sticky notes. We'll do a show about my sticky notes one day. I promise you we'll do a show about sticky notes. And put that sucker everywhere. Put that G everywhere you can. And remember that every time you look at it, it is there to remind you that you're grateful. It's there to remind you that there is gratitude in this world that is just waiting for you to accept it, drink it in, own it, infuse yourself with it, and to truly, truly, truly get it. Giggle a little bit when you do. If somebody walks in and says, what's all these G's around here for, man? Just grin and say, it is so cool. Check out the G and just sit and like vibe on that G for a while. And I think you'll see life will be an absolute blast. So maybe we're not brought to you by the letter B today, but this show today was brought to you by the letter G. Absolutely. The G standing for gratitude. And we are live here on Attitude of Gratitude every Wednesday at 8 a.m. So join us. The archive is available within 3 minutes of the program stopping. We also invite you to go over to award-winning artist David Martinka's site, which are redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and vibe on some really happening jams. He's got great free downloads if you just want to download a song or two, but you can also pick up one of several CDs. They do a great job. You do a great job. I'm so grateful for you.